on board with this. That is good music.
This should be the new Leeds United commentary.
I'll tell you what, if I'd have heard this about 2 weeks ago, it would be the new Super League.
It's Leeds United Live. Let's pass over to your commentary team, Mark Wilson.
We could go all American. That would be quite fun.
Was Joe doing American there?
That's
that
right.
What that was?
That's right.
And
there's a PK.
And your special analyzer, Greg Abbott.
You sound like you're from Amsterdam.
Yes.
Oisky, smoking a pancake.
Why is he on? Oh, dear.
He's lost it. He's lost it in the end zone.
We have. We have our American football expert, Kat Marr. Good morning, Kat Marr.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kat Marr. How are you doing?
Good. I believe that's the first time I've been called an American football expert.
Well, you are the expert. You're definitely more of an expert than me or Joe.
Not more than Andy, though.
Andy Lawson is our American football fan. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Darren.
What we want to know is how you're going to convince us to watch the Super Bowl this weekend. So, first of all, tell us something about the rules. I know nothing. All I know is it goes on for a long time.
Yep.
There's a lot of advert breaks.
Yep.
Coldplay come on and sing a few songs.
Which is going to be Shrek awful.
Yeah, don't let them put you off. Don't let Coldplay put you off.
That's I was about to say Shreklick, which is awful in German.
All right. I just heard shh.
No.
And then you said something else.
No, I was going to say Shreklick, and I was like, oh,
finger hovers over dump button. Okay, so explain some of the rules to me. How long does this game go on for?
Well, it seems like forever, but in a good way.
Forever in a good way. Okay.
The thing is, I've watched it since I started uni, which is not 20 years ago, before someone says it. And I watch it. I fall asleep in the middle, I'm not going to lie, which is nice because everyone likes a nap.
And that'll be the Coldplay bit anyway, and you won't miss that, yeah.
Right. But in the final quarter, everything can change. And it's so exciting, isn't it? Everything can change.
Or on the flip side of that, by the third quarter, the game's over.
Yeah, in Super Bowl terms, it can be sometimes, but it's like any game of football. You get to half time, get into like the 50th minute of a football match, game can already be 4-0, game's over.
Also,
any sport could be like that.
No, that's true, that's true.
It's very dependent on which channel you choose. You could go for BBC, and you've got Vernon Kay and Ian Hislop in a bar.
Oh, good
until
lord.
Until 4 in the morning. Or...
Is it Vernon Kay on BBC?
No, they always go and ask him, don't they? And it's Ian Hislop and random people like
that.
Yeah,
it is. But what I would say is, right, if you are watching American football for the first time, this is like the honest answer, I would say, watch the BBC, they will spoon-feed you the rules, they will do all that. If you sort of know what you're talking about and you have premium telly, watch Sky.
You've got Cecil Martin.
Cecil
Martin.
He's a former player. Was he a Broncos player?
He was Eagles, I think, was Eagles. Where he was more associated. I think he might have played at Green Bay as well.
Is this the guy who's had a stroke?
He's got Bell's palsy. Yeah.
That's the Green Bay Packers.
Look at Darren Harper. He knows this.
That's Binlid's team.
He's got
a big hoodie and everything.
On Sky Sports News, they've just shown a picture of the Dallas Cowboys. Who's in it? Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
They've just shown the Denver Broncos horse. Look, the mascot
Thunder.
He keeps smiling. I'm a fan of the horse.
Denver Broncos, is it?
That would be Denver Broncos, yeah. If Carolina bring a panther out, I'll be quite impressed.
Yeah, I'd watch that. Horse versus panther. Who wins?
Now, there is a sport I could get on board with.
I think, like Roman times. Panther would win. But it's just a lot of fun. You've got Cecil, who's very eccentric, very excited, isn't he?
Yeah, right. Well, he's that true American. Everything is bigger than anything else. And like things like Thanksgiving in the Sky Studio, he is always carving the turkey.
Yeah, huge turkey.
Oh, a massive turkey.
Oh, that's right.
It can feed the whole of the crew, everything.
Okay, I'm still not convinced.
And sometimes you can see them and sometimes you can't. The terrible American adverts that people pay for through the roof, even if they're not on TV.
See,
everyone's on YouTube and you can see it all. Twitter. You don't even need to watch it.
The only thing I'm bothered about seeing is Coldplay and the adverts.
And
the Super Bowl halftime adverts.
What about the cheerleaders?
Darren Harper looking less than convinced.
Honestly, I'm not convinced,
Are you alright, Darren?
Yeah, I'm okay, but, cheerleaders are great. I love cheerleaders, but I'm not... thinking I'm going to stay up until like 3 in the morning to watch him.
Coverage. Mm. Which channel's that Mike guy going to be on?
Mike Carlson.
Yeah,
who,
he's quite good, isn't he?
He is. He tends to jump on the terrestrial Freeview broadcaster, so he is likely, I don't know, but he is likely to be BBC. Okay. What I'll say to you two, right?
Right. Okay.
If you look at this as a sporting event, you have got traditional American football. This is like old school football where the quarterback, who, and this isn't like a sport where it's just one man versus one man, but the quarterback, if they have a rubbish game, the team are not going to do anything. So you've got traditional old school quarterback Peyton Manning, 39 years old. He is the Denver Broncos. He is the one all the football traditionalists will watch and want to win. Carolina Panthers is new school football. So the quarterback, where unlike Peyton Manning, who will not run for anything, he will try and give the ball to anybody else so he doesn't have to run.
He throws it.
He throws, yeah. Cam Newton will do the same, but if Cam Newton can't find anyone to throw to,
He's
for the Panthers. He will run, and he will run better than anybody else on the team. And as a defence, stopping that is difficult. So that's what to watch out for. But what I would also say is, I love the sport. You know I love the sport. If, however, you are new to it, watch the highlights the day after. Watch like the hour condensed highlights. You'll still get your Coldplay. They'll still put in the greatest hits of Coldplay.
It'll be no better than Prince. You've missed Prince.
Yeah, but basically you will get it condensed. You'd like it.
You know, in these highlights, do they just play this music underneath?
Pretty much.
For the photo?
Pretty much. Yes.
If they did,
great music.
I can listen to this all day. Let's keep talking.
The other thing, do you have to then talk like an American? Like, now, already Andy's saying defence.
Yeah, you cannot in American
defense.
Football.
It's like, defence.
No, in American football, offense. It is not the attackers versus the defence. It is the offence versus the defence. You cannot talk American football and anglicise it and English it. You've got to Americanise it.
What?
Have
yep.
to.
And, for you guys, extra bits. In the crowd, they go all to the Super Bowl wags.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if it's the Patriots, you were they were all on.
What
Giselle,
are you trying to say
they?
About
yeah.
us?
Well, yeah, I don't know what you're trying to say. You just think we'll be lured by attractive, handsome ladies.
I just think you like aesthetically pleasing things on TV.
But talk of that's cheerleaders got very little response. Yeah. So maybe wives and girlfriends will get similarly little response.
Well, maybe. I'll think about it now.
It's more for me. Mm. I like American football, but it's more of a friend thing, a tradition thing. And this year we've got Alice, who's a baby. It's her first Super Bowl, so she'll be up all night, and the parents can go and sleep. So essentially, it might be free babysitting. We might have been conned into this.
That's I've not thought about that actually. Mm. Maybe I can combine it with a Super Bowl fan that also could babysit. Mm. You're right there, Kat.
We've got the party.
No, you've got one kid there. The second one's not really going to make that much of a difference.
Also, yeah. it's going to be... Well, I got told last night. I was like, Ben, you need to school me. I'm going on the radio. And he's like, oh, it's going to be Peyton Manning's last game. And he went on and on. I was like, that's enough. I've got to watch the TV now.
I bet his eyes just perked up when you said, Ben, you need to school me. And then you moved on.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so... thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much I'm not 100% convinced, okay?
I will watch the highlights.
What's the final quarter?
If I see one hint of Vernon Kay, that's it. I'm turning it off.
Sky.
There is one thing, though, that is awful.
Right.
When I went down to London to watch it, so did Joe. He's being very quiet about this.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, he told us.
I'm very mad with the price they charge for bottles of bloody Carlsberg. Yeah. Worst beer in the world.
£8.
Probably the worst beer.
Probably.
Well, there's a thing they can do, which I think they do in other sports as well, but I'm not clear.
Okay.
They can run down the clock.
Yeah.
So you can think, oh, there could be one more person there. And they can just run down the clock, and that can get really annoying.
I've got to be totally honest. I was going to say, you've just said annoying that. I thought you were putting that as like a selling point of the sport.
Awful.
The sport is they can run down the clock. I was going to say it's not the selling point.
Because I wanted to stay.
Mm.
You two are running down the clock now.
You are. I can give you the final results of our useless poll. Who likes American football? Is it the greatest game ever? Or... 7% think it's the greatest game ever.
Go on, 7%.
93% think it's an absolute snore fest.
No, you two vote.
Don't know what they're talking about.
They are. Super Bowl 50 this weekend. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Good Morning Yorkshire with Darren Harper. In the morning.
Call me on Radio Yorkshire, 23 minutes to 10.